اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum as-salam, Brother Mahdi, and as-salamu alaykum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Today, in the first part, we all are going to listen to the recitation of verse 21 of Surah Al-Hajr, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq Al-Manshawi, preceded by its English translation. Dear audience, let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. He is Allah, the creator, the inventor of all things, the bestower of forms. To him belong the best names. All that is in the heavens and the earth glorify him, and he is the Almighty, the All-Wise.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. لو أنزلنا وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون صدق الله العظيم.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verse 21 of Surah Al-Hashr, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq Al-Minshawi. And now Brother Muhammad is going to analyze this beautiful recitation. Brother Muhammad, the mic is yours.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a very beautiful verse of the Quran. It's very fascinating that this holy book describes itself. No other holy scripture is like this, that it describes itself and says what would happen, for example, if this book was revealed on a mountain. The mountain would crumble, it would split asunder, it would cleave asunder out of fear of Allah. You know, this is similitude, just like Allah says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. But if it really happened, if the Quran was revealed on the mountain, it would have actually, this would have happened, because Allah only speaks the truth. And this shows the grandeur of the Quran. It shows how great the Quran is, that something that is hard, like the mountains, would crumble. And it's very bad that when human beings, they listen to the Quran, their hearts are so hard that they don't take admonition. It does not affect their hearts.
Now, okay, good.
Now let's talk about the Tajweed. Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq Al-Minshawi, he recites this verse in several riwayat. The first one is Hafs, لو أنزلنا. This is where the Hamza is pronounced
with
the way it should. لو أنزلنا. And then he recites it with Warsh, لو أنزلنا. We have Naql. The Fatha goes to the Waw, and the Hamza is not pronounced. لو أنزلنا. And then we have the qira'a of Hamza, the riwayah of Khalaf an Hamza, where sect takes place. Law anzalna. This is a...
three different riwayahs.
Yeah, this is the marked characteristic of Hamza, is the sect. Whenever there is a sukun followed by a Hamza, you should hold your breath on the after pronouncing the sukun letter, and then pronounce the Hamza. Of course, if you're finishing with a word that is like this, sect does not take place usually. I mean, in most methods of Hamza, no sect takes place.
Could you give us an example?
For example, in fact, the opposite of Nabr takes place, which is called, remember? What is the opposite of Nabr?
I don't know.
For example, أعجمي عربي.
It is tashil, I think.
Yeah, it's tashil of Hamza. It takes place. For example, we have متاعل لكم ولينعمكم. ولينعمكم becomes ولينعمكم. وَلَا يُثِقُ وَثَاقَهُ وَحَدٌ. Okay.
وَثَاقَهُ
In fact,
أحد.
Becomes وَلَا يُثِقُ وَثَاقَهُ وَحَدٌ. And in another verse, you know, whenever there is a مَدُّ الْمُتَّصِلِ and you're stopping on that مَدُّ الْمُتَّصِلِ and it's the last syllable, it means the word ends with the hamza, you have to pronounce that word as if there is no hamza. For example, this is خَلَفًا hamza. أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ. See, I did the sect for the middle of the verse. أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا. Again, another, the second half, yes. The sect. أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ.
The hamza of sama,
yeah,
is
it's
not pronounced.
As if it's not there. So this is another attribute of the riwayah of Khalaf and Hamza. There is one rule of Nun Sakina that I like to talk about. There were actually more than one in this verse. I think there were three. Jabalil lara'aytahu, that's idgham. Khashi'an mutasaddi'an, that's two. There's four actually. Mutasaddi'an min, that's the third one. And min khashiyatillah is the fourth one.
Is the fourth
it's
one
not idgham. It's the rule
actually.
Of Nun Sakina.
Yes.
It's not idgham though.
It's ilha, actually, it's the last one. Thank you, dear Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We continue our reflections on hadith about the significance of the Quran. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, فَهُوَ فِي كُلِّ زَمَانٍ جَدِيدٍ. So Quran in every age is new. وَعِنْدَ كُلِّ قَوْمٍ غَذٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And for every group of people is fresh till the day of judgment. Actually, there are some ideas in the Quran that Allah didn't expect people of that time to understand. And Allah revealed for people of Akhir al-Zaman. We have a hadith which is very famous, and Ayatollah Mutahhari interprets it in this way. There are some passages of the Quran, like Surah Tawheed, some ayat from Surah Hadid, that hadith says, because Allah knew that there would be aqwamun muta'ammiqoon fi akhir al-zaman. People who would be very deep, very much pondering and trying to understand, for them Allah has revealed these verses. So, a Muslim in the East or the West should think that he is addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even a non-Muslim in the East and West should think that he is addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone in the first century of Islam, in the 10th century of Islam, maybe we don't know how much is going to continue, maybe after thousands of years, all are meant.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab, Call of Islam, on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منان سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نوبنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن.